Welcome to Ballpark Nuts with Caleb, Bryson, Marshall, and Chase. What's going on, guys, and welcome back to another Fantasy Friday. We are looking at second base today, so we're going to be running through our top 10 second base. And without further ado, Caleb, take it away there.
Oh, my number 10, I got Brandon Rogers of the Colorado Rockies. He had a very underrated season last year, hitting 13 bombs, .266 average, had a great slugging percentage of .408. Probably gets overlooked because he's on a very bad team. But yep. Fangraphs has him projected hitting 17 bombs, .280 average, which is really good out of the second base position. You get a bit of power, good average. And yeah, I think he's very underrated. That's why I have him at my 10.
Yeah, I had him just missing my list.
Yeah, he's also an honorable mention for me.
Yeah, same here.
Nice.
Alrighty. Well, I'll move on to my number 10. I got Brandon Donovan, the rookie. He came in swinging, batting .281. Not much power behind him, but I think maybe if he figured it out, he could probably add some pop to that bat. He's very young. He's got a lot of potential, and I think the Cardinals have a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, what is he, 26?
What he can bring. I'm not sure exactly, but he's rookie, so I'm guessing fairly young.
But yeah, I think he's around 26.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a solid guy. He plays a lot of positions for them. So
good nice versatility.
You get a lot of position eligibility from him.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, okay. Well, with my number 10, I got Ozzie Albies. And I think he's got super high potential to be way ahead on this list. His injury marred season last year kind of tampered with his rankings this year, I would say. But by end of year going into next year, I'd say he's top five. He just missed it because of injuries. If he doesn't play again this year because of injuries, I think Vaughn Grisham slides in at two bag, and I think he has high potential to end up top five by the end of the year.
Very true.
All right, and for me, at my number 10, I have Jeff McNeil of the New York Mets. He had a really good season last year as far as batting average went, hitting .326. But I don't think that's necessarily repeatable for him, but a lot of projection systems have him hitting .287, 10 dingers, and 63 RBIs. So that's a pretty good number, if you ask me. And he's also got a low K rate, so you like that for fantasy. He doesn't strike out a lot. And it could probably hit even better just being in that Mets lineup, so.
Yeah, that low K rate helps you out. That low K rate helps you out points leagues and categories, especially categories winning, kind of trying to win that strikeout category.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty. My number 9, I got Luis Arraez of the Miami Marlins. Again, he would be higher on the list if he hit for power and drove in some runs, but like bats .316. Second among second basemen last year, and he has lowest K rate in the MLB. But once again, that power, not hit, being able to drive people in, not a lot of home runs. I think just a lot more second basemen bring a lot more to the table than he does, and that's why I have him at 9.
Yeah, I can respect that. I have him a little higher on my list, but I can definitely see him going a lot of places on these lists.
Yeah, even if he stole some bases, that would make him more valuable, but he just doesn't even do that very well. So
he's a bit of a round guy, a bit of a bigger, yeah.
Yeah.
At least his face is, anyways. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. Anyways, at my number 9, I have Ozzie Albies. Chase also had him fairly low on this list. I have him low just because of injuries. I'm sure Chase mentioned that. He only played 64 games last year. He did hit only .247 as well, which isn't really like him. I think if he can stay healthy, top five for sure, but for now, I got to leave him at 9.
Yeah, just that potential, but...
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. Okay, and my 9, I got Gene Segura. And I think he has potential to definitely be around my 5-6 spot, but a little bit of injury last year brought him down a few games. I think he played like 95-plus, right around 100 games. So missed around 60-plus games. But over those 90-some games, he had 13 stolen bases and 10 home runs. So he's got some speed and he's got some power. So he's got a little bit of that for that second base position, as well as he hit .277. So he's got good average as well. So I think he has potential to move up around that 5-6 spot by the end of the season if he can just stay healthy for it.
Yep.
Yeah, I like him personally. I got him on my team, so
yeah,
that's fair.
You're welcome.
Awesome. For me at number 9, I have Ketel Marte of the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah, yeah, your boy.
Yeah, he is my boy. He had a down year last year. Didn't have a great year. But I do think our lineup got slightly better, not a ton better, but a little bit better. Yep. So I think that's going to help him out a bit. And having Gurriel there is going to be big for him. Going to help him just feel more comfortable in the clubhouse. Yep. And ATC has him projected hitting .268, 16 homers, 66 RBIs, and a .336 wOBA. And I started really looking into wOBA more recently, ever since I've been using Fangraphs more. Shout out to Fangraphs. but it just kind of takes an account for more of like his average, but like when you get on base and it actually leads to runs. So the higher wOBA you have, the more times you got on base and actually led to your team scoring runs. So a 300 is pretty average for the MLB, around like 3 to 320. So they're projecting for a 336. So that's a pretty decent wOBA. So I think he's a key part of the Diamondbacks lineup, and I think he's going to bounce back this coming season.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Alrighty, like number eight. I got Nico Hoerner of the Chicago Cubs. He played shortstop last year, but Dansby Swanson's a Cub now, so he'll be playing a lot of second base. Last year he slashed 281, 327, 410, added 10 home runs, 55 RBIs, also added 20 stolen bases. So does a little bit of everything. I think the Cubs lineup got a little better, so I can see those improving a lot.
I forgot to add Nico to my list, even though I'm super high on him. I just think that he's just going to be getting better as long as his health is fine. Like last year is his first full season, but like if his health is fine, I think he's going to be key part in that Cubs lineup. He hits a great average.
For sure.
Great average, steals bases.
Great average, yeah. Up and coming star, I think, for sure.
Already, just no love in Chicago.
No love in Chicago. Well, maybe now that they're better.
Yeah.
Anyways, for number eight, I have Jorge Polanco. He had a bad year last year. He only hit .235. Decent power. He hit 16 home runs and 56 RBIs. I'm not going to say much about the RBIs. He plays on the Twins team. That's not offensively phenomenal by any means. But he is a career .270 hitter, so that's very respectable. I think he had a great year this year. I think I have it in one of my write-that-downs that something about a prediction about him doing fairly well. So I'm pretty high on him. I have him on my fantasy team, and I'm looking forward to hopefully a good year out of him.
Yeah. I had him just missing my list just because of his season last year, but he is definitely – he's up there as well. But like, and at my number eight, I got Brendan Donovan, kind of for the same reasons as you there, Shel. He's got good average at .281 last year. Only thing is he's got kind of really no power and no speed. He only took two bags and hit 5 home runs last year. Maybe he gets a couple more this year, but yeah, he does a little lacking on the power, a little lacking on the speed, but, he's got that good average. He's got a good squad around him in St. Louis, as well as he's young. So he's got lots of years in front of him. So he's definitely a good guy to be taking a peek at later in rounds.
For sure.
Yeah, I agree. For my number eight, I have Jonathan India of the Cincinnati Reds. He was pretty banged up last year, so I don't really take a lot into account of last year. His downside is he does have a pretty high K rate, and he plays for the Reds, so that's kind of a two tough things going against him. But ATC has him projected hitting .255, 16 home runs, and 59 RBIs, and he'll throw in, I think, about 8 to 10 stolen bases for you, so... The reason I have him ahead of Marte is because of the potential for the stolen bases.
Right. Stolen bases is a big category. Like, you don't have, especially in category leagues, like, you don't have guys swiping bags all the time. So,
no, if you get an extra 8 to 10 from somebody, you'll take that.
Exactly.
Especially this year, there's going to be a lot of bag swiping.
Three inches extra. Those are
some big bags.
Some big bags. I guess 6 inches extra because three on first base, three on second makes six. Right. So,
yeah, no, it's gonna make a big difference because man, a lot of replays that are just bang bang, like that's just not gonna be a thing no more, right? The runner's just gonna win those every time. So
6 inches is massive.
Yeah,
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
More than people realize, for sure. More than people realize, man.
Alrighty. My number seven?
Yeah.
Wait, is it my turn? Yeah.
Yeah.
My number seven? Brandon Lau of the Tampa Bay Rays.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh. I know he only played in 61 games last year, but I'm basing this off his 2021 season where he hit 39 home runs and 99 RBIs. If he could stay healthy, he's potentially a top five, maybe even top three second baseman in the league. I think Fangraphs has him projected to hit 27 bombs, 242 average, which isn't that high. But
if you're hitting 27 bombs, though, you're taking that.
Driving in 100 RBIs, that's exactly what you want out of him.
Yeah.
So I just couldn't leave him off the list. It's based off, I think, it's based off if he stays healthy or not, but I still like him on my list at seven.
Yeah, I personally am. Him and McNeil, or not McNeil, well, McNeil as well. Him and Lau, or, oh my goodness. Him and Nico Horner are kind of, I like both of them. Injuries are kind of tough for them, but I like both their potentials.
Right.
Yeah, Lau is
high, good ceilings.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Alrighty. Well, for my seven, I believe, I'll say a quick comment about Brandon Lau. He was on my list and he was fairly high. But that one season Caleb's talking about, great season, but it's his only season out of maybe, what, four or five, six seasons he's had total. He doesn't play much, so I couldn't put him on just for the purposes of other guys.
No, Ozzie, that makes sense.
Ozzie I had to put so low, and I wouldn't particularly put him over Ozzie, but he definitely has that potential to be on this list and very high on this list, in my opinion.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
But
for my seven, I have Gleyber Torres.
Yep.
Maybe he's too high. I don't know. Yeah. I'm really high on him. I think he's a clutch hitter. I'm a Yankees fan personally, so there might
be a little bias.
So yeah, but I love the stuff I see from him. He's just the guy you want in the clubhouse. Just a beauty all around. He's got good pop. I mean, he hit 24 home runs last year in 140 games. That's pretty good for like two beggars on this list. There's not many that have been putting up much home runs. So.
He was up there on home runs. Right in the, I think, third in home runs.
Yeah. So I think if he can do another year of like a 260, 25 home runs, 80 RBIs, if you're a Yankees fan, that's pretty solid. So
I think he can do that as well.
Yeah. That's my number seven.
And I got Ketel Marte at number seven. Bryson mentioned him. I think Marshall, I think you mentioned him. Maybe you guys all mentioned him already. But I got Ketel Marte. Down season last year, like Bryson said. He had 12 home runs last year, so it's not like super power, but I think he's got more power than he had last year showed. So he'll hit for a decent average if he can pull it back from last year and then to get a couple more home runs, but his kind of stolen bases are a little low, but he's a solid pick there and at a number seven spot.
I like it.
Yeah, and you can get him pretty cheap this year in fantasy, like in redraft leagues. He's going pretty late, so
yeah,
I think that's a good value.
He's a good take at a lower round.
Yeah. For me, at number seven, I also have Jorge Polanco, just because I think that he did have a down year last year, and like ATC has a projected for 22 homers and 74 RBIs, which I think in a Twins lineup that, yeah, like Marshall said, isn't necessarily going to anything to write home about. I still think they're decent enough that he can get, you know, up over 70 RBIs if he does bounce back, which I assume he's going to. So that's why I have him at my number seven.
Yep, fair enough.
Love it. I love it.
Alrighty, number six. I got Jeff McNeil of the New York Mets. Again, like I think Bryson already went over him. He like led the league in average last year of 326 average, low strikeout rate. But like as Arises doesn't hit many home runs, and doesn't drive in many runs. But yeah. I think that'll go up. I think, but I just think there's five guys that are better than him in my opinion. And
fair enough.
If he hit more home runs, he'd probably be way higher. But
yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah, if he could add a little bit of power, he'd be a stud.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, for my number six, I have Nico Horner. I just haven't seen much of him. I mean, his first full year was last year, I believe. Don't get me wrong, it was a very good year. The boys have talked about him. He's hit 281, 10 home runs, 55 RBIs. Not great, but he also didn't play on a very great Cubs team. That will be different this year. I think like the lineups very much improved. He'll be pitched to more. He'll have that more RBI potential. And I think he could probably do 75, 80. Hopefully that's maybe high, but I think he can do it. I'm very high on Nico Horner, and I like him at my six.
I like him as well.
I feel bad I left him off my list.
Yeah, I also feel bad I left him.
I just forgot that he was honestly going to be probably moving to second. So
yeah,
I am high on him too, but he's not going to be on my list. But yeah, I agree with everything you guys are saying.
Yeah, I completely forgot about my list too, but I am pretty disappointed I did. But yeah, I got number six. I got Colton Wong. And my kind of 6, 7, 8 guys, I could have interchanged them really. They're all so similar stats. I edged out Colton Wong just a bit because he's got a little bit more speed. He's got 17 stolen bases last year. Kind of a standard batting average right above 250 there. Yeah, lacks some RBIs, but, you know, it's tough to get RBIs when your team doesn't get on base. So that's that. But, yeah, the decent power, 15 home runs. And then, yeah, he's got pretty good speed with 17 stolen bases. So that's why I kind of edged him out, put him at number six.
Yeah, makes sense. For my number six, I have Max Muncy. He's also a guy who, yeah, I think it's the only reason I'm having him at six is because I would have him higher, but I don't think he's going to actually play a lot of second this year. I think he's going to be more than three bag.
Yeah.
But I wanted to put him on the list just because I think he is also a bounce back candidate because he had a pretty abysmal season last year. Yeah. And this is, yeah, Max Muncy of the LA Dodgers, not the other one who's a prospect for the Oakland A's. But I think he's better than what he showed last year. He does have a high K rate, but, I mean, if he can get back to, like, ATC has projected to hit 28 home runs. If he can give you even 25, you can live with the K rate and the lower average because, you know, 25 home runs, plus he's in a good lineup, so he's going to get you some RBIs as well.
Yeah,
I just think he's gonna be better than he was last year. So I kept him on my list, even though I do think he's gonna play more three bag.
Yep, that makes sense.
Alrighty, number five, I got Gleyber Torres of the New York Yankees. He was third among second base. He was third in home runs and RBIs and fourth in slugging. He does tend to strike out a sane amount of times, but with 24 bombs, I think he's going to see an improve. I think 30 home runs, 80, 90 RBIs is not far out of the picture for Gleyber. And he's only 26, so he's just entering his prime now. I think he's going to have a big year for the Yankees.
Yeah, he kind of really put it together last year.
Yeah. I hope he can get a contract with the Yankees this year because I think this is the last year on his contract, but I hope they can look for an extension for him because he's just a guy I'd love to see stay in the lineup for sure. Alrighty. Well, for my five, I have Arias. I love the high average. I think, like you guys are talking, yeah, no power, no RBIs. I get that. But in the league, that's average is dropping. Like, what's the average? I think the MLB average is 240, I think is what they had it at last year. To be batting the batting title, it was 320 something. So I think you have
McNeil had the batting title at 320 something.
Yeah, so I have to put him top five. I think that's very respectable. It's hard to hit a baseball, so he's high.
Yeah, that it is.
And people watching the sport love to see hits. They love to see guys get on base. So I think if the Marlins can get more guys on base, his RBIs numbers will rise, and I think he has another great year, and I hope he does because I really like him.
Yep, no, that's fair. I agree. I had him on my list too, but you'll see. At my number five, I have the same as Caleb there. I got Gleyber. He really kind of came into his own last season. I was kind of down on him for the past while, but he really made me eat my words because I was pretty happy last season with his performance with 24 home runs, and you'll take that to the bank for sure. You want to see that out of him. Second in RBIs for second base. Above average hits and runs scored. His average is still a touch down, but like Caleb said, he strikes out a lot 22% of the time. But if you're getting 24 home runs out of him and hitting in that many RBIs, like you're gonna take the strikeouts in place for those home runs and RBIs. So I'm happy with Gleyber at my five.
especially where he sits in the lineup, right? Like,
yeah, that's just
what is he, five?
Yeah, he'd be right around. He'd be right around five, probably.
Yeah, so you have those
good guys in front of him,
the top guys.
Judge strikes out, Stan strikes out. It's up to him.
Fair enough.
Judge walks all the time. He's always on bag.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, the guys who hit high home runs usually have higher K rates. Right. For the most, not always, but like, you know.
Seems
usually
to be
when you're
way.
Swinging for the fences, you tend to try to go more. So.
Yeah, that's a generic. Yeah, that's definitely
true. Yeah. For me at number five, I have, that's Joey Gallo or Cody Bellinger. Number five, I got Andrés Giménez of the Cleveland Guardians. Yeah, he had a really good year last year. He hit for 300 average, like 297, but he rounded up to 300. 17 home runs, and he had 20 stolen bases, which is huge. And ATC has him projected to hit 264, so a little bit of regression there, but still 16 home runs, 67 RBIs, and they still have him projected to steal 22 bags. And I think he could probably even hit 25 with the new bags, the size, like we talked about, the bigger bags.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I think he's just an all-around good guy, and he's kind of just coming into his own now. He's only like 24 or 25, so I think he's going to have another solid season for the Guardians.
Yeah, 2021 rookie. Nobody knew him, and he really stepped up. I'm a fan of him.
Yep.
All right.
I also have Giménez at four.
Nice.
Bryson went over exactly what I was going to say, so we can kind of move on. He's a young guy, like, only 24 years old, so
sure.
Still has a lot of room to improve. So, yeah.
Yep. Nice. Well, ceiling's high.
I have a bit higher yet, so we'll get to him. I have Jeff McNeil at four. I know the boys have him a bit higher, or lower, I should say. But, man, like, I just preached with Arias, high average, and he's just on a better team. So I think those RBIs can get up. I think that's what puts him over the top of Luis. So I have him at my four. I don't really have much more of an explanation than that, but that's why he's above five. He's on four.
Nice. I got Luis Arraez at four. I don't really need to spend any more time talking about him, so I guess we'll just move on from him.
Fair enough. I at number four, I have Brandon Lau of the Tampa Bay Rays. I'm basing it off him again, like Caleb said earlier. Like, this is based on this season coming being injury free. Obviously, if he gets hurt again and kind of derails the season, then this is probably all going to be a wash. But he has a lot of pop in his bat when he does play. ATC hasn't projected to hit 24 home runs and have 80 RBIs. And I think if he can stay healthy, he's a big part of that Tampa Bay Rays lineup. Again, if you have a full season of Wander in there with him too, I just think that they could be sneaky good if he can stay healthy. That's the big if. And so I'm projecting him to be healthy. So that's why I have him at four. But I can easily, again, understand the argument to not have him this high because he has struggled to stay on the field. So
yeah. No, I like that though.
Alrighty, number three.
Yeah,
I got Ozzie Albies of the Atlanta Braves.
Nice.
Last year was he was hurt, but like prior to that, like 2021, he played 156 games. 2020 when it was a COVID year, or whatever, then played 158 games 2 years prior to that. He just every year hits at least 20 some home runs. Drives in a lot of guys. He steals bases and hits for a decent average. I think he brings a lot to the table. And he's still only 25 years old. He's been doing it since he was 21.
Yeah, he's.
And I think I wouldn't be surprised if he's a number one fantasy second baseman if he stays healthy this year.
Yeah, it would be hard to argue.
It would be.
It's just like Lau. If he can stay healthy, he'll definitely move up the list.
That's a big thing with these lists is health. So you'll notice that in a lot of our lists. It's just. Health is a big deal, especially with fantasy, because
it seems to be these second baggers, though. I don't think we've talked too much about health other than now. Like, we've talked little bit about it, but seems like there's so many of these two bag guys that are hurt all the time.
See, and now that I'm thinking of it, Trevor Story's a shortstop. I don't know. Maybe I'm losing my mind. We're not going to worry about that.
He played second last year because of the Bogarts, but he does play short too. But yeah, he's also hurt.
He's also hurt. So that's why I popped it in my brain. But yeah. My three, I got Marcus Semien. I like him so much because he can play every single game of the year, and the value in that in fantasy baseball is crazy. He played 161 games last year, which is obviously just one short of a full season. And he did decent. I mean, he bat 248, not great, whatever. 26 home runs.
A very slow start.
Very slow start, and he really picked it up. And, like, the 26 home runs, that's a good number, especially on this list of two
guys that don't hit home runs.
Yeah, and I think just the versatility and the absolute – he's like an Iron Man, Phil Kessel of the MLB, I guess. Yeah, I just – I love the durability on the guy, so he's my top three.
Nice. I got Andrés Giménez at my number three. I really like him for his speed. Hits a lot of RBIs. He's got a high average, hit 297 last year, and he's got pretty decent power, 17 home runs, so – I think with his age combined with those stats and his ceiling, I think he definitely deserves to be pretty high on the list. So I'm happy with him at number three, and you guys talked about him already. So
I got mine will be quick and short too, because I got Ozzy Albies at my three as well. Just for all the same things that Caleb said. He covered it all. Just hope the guy can stay on the field this year.
Yep, nice.
Alrighty, my number two, I got Marcus Semien. 25 stolen bases last year, which was second among second basemen, hit 83 RBIs, 26 home runs. And if it wasn't for that slow start, he usually hits 30 bombs, probably 90 ribbies. And last four full seasons, not including the COVID year, he's missed a total of four games. So, like, the best ability is availability. And, like, I traded for him at the start of the year. At the start of the year, I was not really happy with it, but as the year went on, I was super happy I traded for him, and I absolutely fleeced Chase, I think.
Hey, yo.
Shots fired for sure. Alrighty. Well, my number two, I have Andrés Giménez. What has he played? 2 years? 1 year? Not a lot. Young stud. And the defensive game, I know maybe that's not – some fantasy leagues it might be. Like, for errors, you get minus points, sure. But, man, he's so good defensively. He's just so good. And like Bryson said, I guess round up to 300 average, 17 home runs in 146 games, 70 RBIs. I think those numbers could go up. Say if he plays 150 games, he could easily get maybe 20 home runs. I think 75 RBIs and – like you said, 20 stolen bases is huge, and hopefully 25 this year. So I'm big on Giménez.
Yeah, I like it. Same here. All right. Well, at number two, I got Jeff McNeil, and I have him this high because I just really like him. I think he's slept on too much, so I want to show him some love. So
it's fair enough.
I've had him on my team for the past like 3-4 years, so I got to show him my love at second base. He led an average, and that's just kind of a crazy average, about 326, so that's kind of crazy. And then just, like, overall, he hits 300-plus, like, consistently. So there's that. But it's kind of, like, no power, not much speed with five stolen bases, so it's kind of – that's a decent power, factor though into it. But I don't know. I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to show him some love. We'll put him at two still.
That's the beauty of it is it's your list, so you get to pick.
Exactly. Yeah. Do something about it.
Yeah. I got Semien in it too as well.
Chase, do you not have Semien on your list?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. Make this one.
Yeah, I got, again, Caleb covered everything with Semien. I think he's going to have a – I think he started slow last year because it was a new team, kind of getting settled into a new stadium and all that. So I think he's going to have a good start to this year. I think he's going to have himself a solid year all around. So,
yeah.
Alrighty. My number one.
Wait, can I go first?
Kevin Bishop.
Sure.
All right. With my number one, I'm swiping it because I got things to say. With my number one, I got Marcus Semien because FL Tuve.
I like it.
That guy's not finding his way onto my list.
I love that.
This is great.
Led in stolen bases, led in runs, third in hits. And if you'll take a look at any of these stats, he led or anything that he's not actually statistically ahead of, it's because Altuve's there, but we're not talking about him, so I'm counting him as ahead.
He didn't have to use the trash cans to get those stats.
It doesn't count, so it's not on the board. So
that's great.
Plays a lot of games. Only thing is his average is a little bit down. Other than that, I like him. He's a stud. Number one.
Alrighty, my number one is a player that's going to remain nameless. batted 300 last year, which was third among second baseman. Hit 28 home runs, which was first. 387 on base percentage, which was also first. And led the second baseman in slugging percentage. The only flaw with him is he does tend to miss a few games every year. Like last year, he missed 20. But other than that, I think he's number one. Not going to say his name. Don't want to anger someone here. But that's what I have at number one. About it. NHL at one.
Yeah, Joe NHL at one. Well, I am going to say his name. I have Jose Altuve at one.
How dare you?
I know. cheater.
But
pumpkin eater.
Yeah, I still got to put him at one. I like Chase, though. I respect that. Not having him on the list. Valid.
Hey, Yankee.
Yeah. Trash Tuve. Caleb just went over all his stats. 141 games. RBIs were awful low last year at only 58 on a solid. I guess what he bats lead off, so sure, whatever. That could be the reason. Yeah. But if you put that guy in the fourth spot or the third spot, you'll see that probably closer to the 100 mark. So I had to put him at one.
Fair enough. At number one, I've got Santiago Espinal. Just kidding.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what?
No, I got the guy that chases blackballing. So I don't like the guy at all, but he produces for fantasy, so I had to put him at number one. Yeah, and that's all I'm going to say, because you guys covered it. So
nice. Yeah. Another good one. All right. I hope everybody enjoyed our list. I hope everybody takes Trash Tuve or whatever off their list. Don't include him.
Draft him.
Yep.
Don't draft him yet. Leave him.
Don't draft him. Leave him in the free agents.
Keep their roster percentage low.
Yeah. Keep his roster percentage below 10, preferably.
Yeah.
And everybody will be happy. All right. We'll see you guys in the next one.
Peace.
See ya.